Diva from the Diva Podcast.
Phenomenon, and right about now you tune into Frontline Fridays with the Queen Diva Mary Kay and that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Yo, this Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
You already know what time it is, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays. I am your host, Diva Ebony B. It's Friday the 13th, 2012. And y'all know how we getting down each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east, north and south. Y'all know we got nothing but love for you. Tonight, of course, we got six new artists that we're going to be showcasing their music. We're going to be talking about nothing but the hottest in music and hot mess news, of course. And we're going to be educating, regulating y'all a little bit later in the show. Now, we got a special co-host live in the building with us. Kano the Pyro will be in the building with us in a little bit. And, of course, we got my favorite baby daddy, Tay Black, is live in the building. Tay Black, what's going on, babe?
Yo, y'all already know what it is. If y'all had a week like me, y'all are so thankful to be live on the line with us on Frontline Fridays. If you want to be heard or you just want a peepers, man, tune in. Hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got number one baby mama in the house, Eva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Ebony B. She live and direct, man. I'm happy to be on the line with Diva, man. We're going to have a good night. We're going to get it in. We got special co-hosts. We got guests. We got good music. Yo, it's going to be a good time, Diva. I'm up in the spot.
That's definitely what's up. Well, y'all go ahead and put your drink up because we got our special co-host, Kano the Pyro from H&E Radio, live in the building with us.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Good, I'm good. I'm feeling like Kevin Hart now. I'm feeling for four in front of thousands. Nah, man. I'm cooling right now in Las Vegas. Thank y'all for having me on the show tonight. As a special guest co-host, it's an honor. And I'm ready to kick back and listen to some hot track.
Oh, that's definitely what's up, man. You guys make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Right now, we're going to go into this Jada Kiss just because we paid. And when we come back, we're going to hit the hotlines up. We already know. Hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
You know, Poobs, in the Bible, they say money is the root of all evil. Need I say more? Staring at the clouds, looking out the jet window, puffing on the loud, thinking about my dead kin folks. I was always taught to let it go until the pen broke. Would the outcome have been the same if I'd have been broke? Still going through it though, flow is still fluid though. Money can't stop the pain, it can soothe it though. If you don't maintain your sanity, you can lose it, yo. Trick it all on a coke whore or a music hoe. Business is all risky. At the end of the day, hundreds is all crispy. Yeah, nigga, I'm in that thing, you can't miss me. A bad bitch on her way to come twist me. That don't mean shit, though. The pounds and the bricks go. Dealing with some issues that currency can't fix, though. Stressed out, so we smoking that and drinking that. Meanwhile, you probably looking at us and you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
Sometimes it's a warning, so I wake up and try to make a million every morning. You ain't gotta rap to feel the way I'm on it. Hustler's mentality is still the way I'm on it. Frowns, smiles, tribulations, trials, heroin in the badge, crack in the vows. So raspy tea, snapback in the khakis. If he got all the money, why he ain't never happy? Real recognize real, why he ain't never dap me. He follow me on Twitter, but he ain't never at me. New 7 series, wishing they made a wagon. Situations be real, more than you can imagine. Royalty is something you can't worship. And loyalty is something you can't purchase. Going through it, so I'm smoking that and drinking that. And when you see me, automatically you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
To the most high, without a doubt, hands down, we the most fly. Whole group been the truth, nigga, no lie. Chipped in, first advance, bought a whole pie. Butter gnats till infinity. I'm just 1/3 of the Trinity. Top 5 when you think of rap. Now that you know, you can stop thinking that.
Just gonna be
Phenomenal Radio,
the new station of Washington.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio,
the new station of Washington.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
You already know what time it is. Let's go. It's Frontline Fridays, man. I'm having a good time. I got Tay Black live in the building with me. I got my guest co-host Kano the Pyro live in the building with me. So everybody just take the time, sit back and relax. Of course, we're going to play nothing but hot tunes for y'all tonight. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening live right now on their phone on TuneIn Radio. Thank you for making us your precincts, and thank you for checking out the show. Make sure you check out everything that we're doing on www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. Also, check us out on Phenomenal Radio, and you can make that your precinct as well. So go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Yo, I got some hot mess news, but I want to save it for a little while because I got somebody I want to bring in. We got So Fast Music live in the building. So Fast Music, what's going on, baby?
What it do? Look, I'm getting two treats. That means I ain't got to call ACME later on tonight. This is beautiful.
Yeah, you do. You still got to call in.
What it do, Kano?
Tell him, Mr. Google Boo, what's good?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me do the opening. This is your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Boo, Team No Filter, West Coast Stand Up. Not me.
That was good, Dope Ass Music. Of course, we got some dope ass music we're going to play tonight, but I want to get into this track. I was taking the time out to check out Kano the Pyro, and hey, I want you to get your feedback too. But I was taking the time out to listen to HME Radio on TuneIn Radio. You know, Diva got to keep that, you know, them legs and them arms and that stomach right, right? So I said,
right.
Let me listen to, right, you know, just keep it right. So I said, let me listen to HME Radio and Drop the Bomb. Big shout out to Drop the Bomb. He was hosting the show that day, and he played a couple of tracks that I like. And one of the tracks that I like was, one of them is I Ride. So I like that track right there. And, of course, I'm going to showcase it on the show. But, Kano, let everybody know about your show and what you got going on and all that great stuff.
All the great stuff. Oh, man, I can go on for hours. No. Well, the show, we broadcast live every Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, blogtalkradio.com/HME Radio. One of the hottest shows on there right now. Y'all can definitely call us up, 347-637-1962. Y'all can check out our brand new blog. It's dope, man. I'm telling y'all, y'all will love it. HMEradio.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter, HME Radio. HME everything. Tune in radio, iTunes, Foursquare, Instagram, all that.
That's too many damn sites for me to keep up with. I know you got an assistant. Tay, we know we need an assistant. It's a lot of stuff going.
Yes, Lord. We need an assistant and a chef around this joint.
And a chef. We had a chef, but, you know, of course, Tay got a hold of her. She ain't cooking for us no more. So, you know.
I can't be mad.
She was late with the chicken. She didn't put no sugar in the Kool-Aid. Man, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I peanut butter, no jelly. You know what I mean? It's all good, though. It's all love.
Cereal, no milk. Can't do nothing. And I need to correct myself. The name of this song is called Ride With Me. It's not I Ride. It's called Ride With Me. Kano the Pyro, I want to thank you for being our special guest. Introduce this song right here. Let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Friday.
Yeah, y'all finna check out KO, Mr. Foes Up. Y'all finna check out the Go Get a G Smooth and myself. This song is called Ride With Me. It's on the And What Records Project, Family Tie. Y'all can go pick that up for free at andwhatrecords.biz. Let's do it.
Niggas out there really trying to ignore me. Hey, lady, can't reward me. Don't depend on nobody, cause I can't do nothing for me. Fuck up this lady gon' be, lock me up the way to keep. Nigga ain't no stopping me, if I want it, I'ma get it, see. Only thing I ask for God to have mercy when he judge me. And this life ain't no leeway, so every day I hustle. If you want it, come get it. Money stacked to the ceiling. Blowing on something sticky, nigga trying to catch the feeling. Ride with me, bro, let's get it and go, go. Ride with me, bro, let's get it and go, go. If you want it, come get it. Money stacked to the ceiling. Blowing on something sticky, trying to catch the feeling. Ride with me, bro, let's get it and go, go. Ride with me, bro, let's get it and go, go. No more.
Better show a move, cause when I'm called on to set it, I'ma show improve. bounties, and I might just blow a fuse. Don't follow no guidelines, break all the gold rules. Half noise minutes, fuck your bad boy image. I'm like, who need chrome when you got alloy finish? Took it, make your bitch new. And I don't clean my car off when the fingerprints is still on my windshield. I ain't lying, why you bitches chase money? I'm the reason that your girlfriend kisses taste funny. But dog there, y'all to try and take my place from me. You can smoke your brain out, oh, out of space, dumb time. Lamping up in the outer bank, chilling. I'm a rat, so I don't want to rat no more on bank me. Smelling the skunk weed like some super stank feelings or some hatter man shit. You can call me dank weed. Fight, cut the record, but you won't get that far. Jump ass, wanna be that. Funny, like party, ha, ha, ha. And they all sound the same, like blah, blah, blah. Can't rhyme a lick, but the chuckle still in me. Fake ass, wanna be me. Coming off lane with that blah, blah, blah. Charlie Brown shit, like wah, wah, wah.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty lava tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Good. It's your girl Shawan in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru. 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing. Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Welcome back, all my dimes and divas. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now live on Frontline Fridays, where we get it in for the fit-in, the Fridays fanatics. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live right now on their phone, on their computer, riding with their boo on the highway. You know how we do it. We just play the track. Oh, of course, I got my co-host live in the building. Tay Black is here. Guest co-host Kano the Pyro from HME Radio is here. Dope Ass Music is here as well. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I played that hot track Ride With Me. That was KO featuring G Smooth and Kano the Pyro. I definitely want to get your feedback on it. So call in, tell a friend, 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Tay Black, give me a feedback on Ride With Me.
Oh, definitely a real dope track, you know what I'm saying? Definitely enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? I love to be, like, on Frontline Fridays and just be in the company of good music, you know what I mean, and good people. And, you know what I mean, everybody doing their thing, everybody putting that effort into their craft, and that's what we like to see here on Frontline Fridays. So much love on that.
Thank you.
That's
definitely what's up.
Dope
Ass Music, give me some feedback on Ride With Me, Grow, Let's Get It and Go.
Man, you know, I've been a fan of HME for almost a year now, you know what I'm saying? So there's really not, I have never heard any whack music come from HME, never. I mean, even when I don't like it, I end up liking it because I listen to it enough. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard no whack music, so, you know what I'm saying? If I had my choice, I'd request Blown In
All right. We're going to make sure we can get that on deck. Kano, just email that over. And I want y'all to check out some Fine Behind Guru girls. Those girls are fine, and they are professional, and they are about their business. So you want to check out the Guru girls, check out Future Guru 100 on Twitter, www.twitter.com/FutureGuru100, and check out the Guru Girls, the whole mixtape MP3 promo squad, the retweet squad, Phenomenal Radio, $8 daily. And of course, we got that one night stand for the DJs as well, so y'all make sure y'all check that out because they definitely doing it big. It was a song that I played after that as well, and before I get to the call lines, and I wanted to get you guys feedback on that. It's where I want to get the, there it is. The name of the song that you heard, that's Charlie Brown's song, was by D-Vicious Knievel. So I'm going to say D-Vicious Knievel. And that song right there was called Charlie Brown. I'm going to start with you, Dope. Tell me what you thought about that song.
Hey, it gave me a nice Dilated People's Far Side feel to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not something you're going to slap in your car, but you'll put it in your headphones if you really want to get enlightened. I like that song.
That's definitely what's up. Kano the Pyro.
Hey, I'm feeling it. Dope track. It got a new feel to, you know, to the rap game right now. Definitely, you can tell he's hungry. I'm feeling the lyrics. It was dope.
AK Black.
Yeah, definitely another good feel good track, man. You know, just put you in that laid back mindset, you know? So it's nothing but love for me.
That's what's up. You can get that track right there off the Genius, the Resurrection Volume 2, Genius Music. All you got to do is go to www.geniusmusic.com. That's the Resurrection Volume 2. That artist is on there being showcased. And we definitely going to get it in. You're tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. Diva Ebony B is live in the building. Tay Black, dope ass music. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building. Let's go ahead and open up this mic. Hold on. People, if you're calling into the show, do Diva a favor and make sure you're in the quiet background. Because we don't want no problems, you dig?
All right.
I'm setting off in this bitch.
Diva, I ain't heard you talk like that in a minute. Go ahead. You're going to get it started up in this joint tonight.
I know. Tape like, no, Diva Ebony B usually don't talk like that. Y'all know I'm hungry. I had cereal for dinner. Let me go ahead and get a piece of spoken word while I get myself back together and get into this hot mess news. This is Eddie right here called Hunger, and this is off his spoken word album called Cereal for Dinner. This is Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music on the spot, on the grind.
Hunger pains can build character, or they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip, because what's bread without the butter? Hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog-pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool of taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to the dude's passing. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring into space, I'm writing, leave me alone.
my weight begins to fall like thin timber. With the egg of testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heat tender, my spirit whispers, everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you. And while my pen navigates through the cold and bitter, my words of my grandfather, you either go first class or you stay home, are staked in my brain like a splinter. The citrus in my stomach turns into a jailhouse liquor. My hunger becomes a raging inferno. But yet and still I give thanks, because tonight is cereal for dinner. Let's go.
You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, where we keep it nothing but pumping and jumping around here. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521, at 347-850-1521. Here we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the best independent music. And if you're looking to get interviewed, showcased, and promoted, all you got to do is hit your diva up. You can hit me up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyB. You can hit Tay Black up, www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. Or you can hit up Kano the Pyro, www.twitter.com/HMEradio. And make sure you are ready and able and prepared to invest into yourself. I'm really feeling that track right there by Eddie, Cereal for Breakfast, Hunger Pain, because it was, I love spoken word too. And just a tip for the guys, if you go out on a date with a woman and you play some spoken word, that's kind of like 2 points. It's not just one. It's 2 points. So you may want to think about checking out a couple of artists and playing some spoken word. It works. But I really like that Hunger Pain. Holla at us.
I'm going to take that note. Take that note from you.
Kano, our special guest live in the building, Kano the Pyro from HME Radio was here. What did you think about Eddie Hope and the name of his album, Spoken Word? Our album is Cereal for Dinner, and the name of that piece is Hunger.
Hey, it was good. I like it. I like it. I had my dog like on it. My dog was like, what the heck, what you listening to?
No, that's right. Jay Black, what you think about Hunger?
Yeah, I definitely like it, man. You know what? It's a good change of pace for us here on Frontline Fridays, live on Phenom Radio. You know what I mean? We definitely get it in with the independent artists as far as the music, but it's always good to have that change of pace, and that spoken word is definitely dope. I know a bunch of good artists, and, like, I'm about to really add that one to the list of other great artists. So, you know, Diva always got some dope people in her back pocket, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he definitely went through the gambit of, you know, being hungry and what hunger does. And, I mean, you know, I'm hungry for a couple points, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put a couple points up on the board because, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to score, you know what I'm saying?
Wished all day.
Niggas always trying to, ooh, yeah, gotta take the quarter. My son told me that, Mom, you should not use the N-word anymore. So I owe him money. But, dudes is always trying to score. Women trying to score too. But I'm gonna tell you somebody who did score, and he scored pretty big. I mean, pretty big.
All hits,
all hits,
all the time.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Y'all gonna dig this. Halle Berry is ordered to pay baby daddy big bucks in child support. Yes, yikes. Having a child with Halle Berry turned out to be pretty profitable experience for model Gabrielle Arbery. We hear that the actress has to pay child support to her ex, WTH, what the hell, check out the scoop. Some of Halle Berry's New Year's Eve money will be going to baby daddy Gabrielle Arbery because the judge has just ordered the actress to shell out nearly $250,000 a year in child support. Lawyers for Halle and Gabrielle were in court Monday, and sources connected with Gabrielle tells TMZ the family law judge ordered Halle Berry to pay baby daddy $20,000 a month. Although the baby is four, and until Monday, there were never a child support order issued by a judge, but now one is in place. We told by both sides are still at war, and they will soon be battling in court over whether Halle can take the baby and move to Paris. So Halle Berry, like, look, I'm trying to be out and be with my baby and whatnot, but she's shoving out about $20,000 a month in child support. So there
That's
it
crazy.
Is.
All right.
Go
it's
ahead,
crazy.
Kano.
It's crazy, though, because the baby don't even stay with his ass. He's still getting money. That's good.
Still getting
man.
Money.
This nigga crazy.
This what Halle Berry doing right now. She going just like this. She going down.
Down, down, down.
Halle Berry going down. $20,000 in child support every year. I want to get y'all feedback on this. This is a hot mess news right here on Frontline Fridays. Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Tay Black, I want to get your feedback on this because you know you're my favorite baby daddy. Would you pay me $20,000 a month? Would you shove out $250,000?
Wow. You know that? I mean, that's Nas numbers right there, like, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all familiar with, you know what I mean, what happened with Nas and Khalees, like.
Right.
It's really, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, it's about the kids, and, I mean, you know, if I feel like my kid needed that much a month, you know, I might have to see what, you know, what's good with that child coming to live with me, you know what I'm saying?
Man, apparently, Halle is still making more money than this dude. What is he? What are you doing? Is he a model still? What are you doing?
I don't even know, man. Like, I don't think he could be doing nothing to bring in, you know, bread like that. That's a lot of bread. And, I mean, she making more money than him, so I don't even know why she hit him in the head with the child support. Honestly, I mean, I do. And
no,
I,
he hitting her in the head with child support. She hitting him. She got to pay child support.
Oh, wow. But does he keep the baby like that? Because if I memory serves, she be having the baby, like, all the time, I think, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the baby don't even stay with him. I can see it's like, you know, they you know, do a swap thing, you know, every 2 weeks, however. But I don't know, man. That's crazy. You say he
don't
need
that what you think. What you think about how he been paying $20,000 a month in child support?
It's about time. The baby need a new bitchy.
It's like Benefit Smith with the stars, though, man. I'm telling you, either you dating, you marrying J Lo, and you getting half of her money, or you fuck with Kim Kardashian and make some more money. You know what I mean? Just being in scene with the chick. It's crazy.
That is
crazy.
Who is
dude that married Britney and he showed us the formula? That's how you're supposed to get dope.
Kevin Federline.
Yeah, that's how you get that dude. You knock him up, and then you be broke and marry him. And then you divorce him, and then they got to pay you. That's the way the game goes.
Now, you know what? There's a big difference between a, please drop the bomb, be clear. There's a difference between a black woman divorce and a white woman divorce. After Britney went through all her stuff and her divorce,
no,
she shaved her hair. We ain't shaving our hair, baby. I'm tell you one thing right now. Ain't no shaving no heads over here.
Well, see, if you don't matter, that's all that matters. They got to be crazy. Haley crazy? Britney crazy? That's what you need?
That's why all the black celebrities got white wives.
Oh, stab. He said that's why all the black celebrities got white wives. We're going to talk about that when we come back. I want to get into this independent artist right here called Grey Gutta, and the name of the song is Child Support. Kano the Pyro actually sent this artist over to me, and I really like this song. So you're going to hear it live right here on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tate Black, special co-host. Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. Dope ass music is in the building. And when we come back, we're going to hit these hotlines up after we come back from this hot independent music. Let's go.
I used to see it. Told I was gonna leave, but she looked at me and she said, "I ain't what you." got a new nigga now and he live around here. You gave my daughter a sister and I don't care if she know it. And I'ma keep on walking around here with this chip on my shoulder. Cause I'm mad at the way you tried to play me when you left me. She said, boy, I ain't gon' lie. You had me standing breathless. I guess this is the only way for me to try to get some payback. Say what you want to say about me.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line.
Friday, it's front line.
You're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Frontline Friday.
You already know it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Tay Black, co-host, special co-host live in the building tonight, Kato the Pyro from HME Radio. We definitely getting it in. We just played Great Gutter with Child Support. I'm definitely feeling that song. We was talking about this WTH topic, Halle Berry paying child support. So she's paying about 20 stacks a month in child support. We'll have to shove out maybe like a quarter of a mil. We want to get your feedback. Call in, give you a shout out, put yourself on the map. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. We're going to go to the call lines and give them, show some love and get some love. Where we at? 909-358. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black, and guest co-host Kato the Pyro. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Respect, respect, David. This is Jay Rodarillas. How you feeling?
Jay, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on, Tay Black?
What up? How you feeling, homie?
All right, man. You just got done feeding the fam, man. You know, I had to have y'all on speaker. I'm over here dying, man. I'm laughing about the whole situation, man. I really am.
Oh, yeah. You ain't the only one.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man, because it's like people working real hard, you know what I'm saying, just to scrimp and save and do what they got to do, make sure their kids got Pampers, wipes, baby food, you know what I'm saying, and these people out here playing with this money, man, they playing with these kids, you know, they playing with
what's
these kids.
So if you had a baby by Halle Berry and y'all wasn't getting no more, would you put on child support?
I mean, ain't no way in hell I'm going to be with Halle Berry and then not be with Halle Berry. This is Halle Berry. That's why she should have got a brother, you know? I mean, I mean, Halle Berry is every black man's dream. There's no brother that wouldn't kiss the bottom of her crusty feet. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if she slapped you with raw pork and he was a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna leave a Halle Berry if you're a brother. But, hey, man, you know, that's how they hey, man, but I'm not finna hit nobody for no child support. I'm gonna support my own damn child. You know, and whatever life that you was leading before I got with you, we made a baby, you know what I'm saying? You can have that. I mean, I'm sorry, my pride is a little bit stronger than my lust for money, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I was doing at the time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand that. If you ain't got nothing, you know, if you like a Kevin Federline, but you're not like an asshole like he is, you know, and you just really came into it with nothing but your heart, you know what I'm saying, and your love and your spirit, and you got this, and you had to break up, you know what I'm saying, and the law seen it fit to award you some cash, and you know what I'm saying, I mean, it was something that you had to sit down and soul search, but I'm not going to be like, oh, shit, I'm breaking up with Halle Berry, payday. Like what my guy said, he need a new Bentley. Baby needs a new Bentley. He needs some gold teething rings, some platinum baby socks, footies, and all that. It's like, that's ridiculous, man. 20 grand a month? Come on now. What do I mean?
I'm gonna go look up how much Halle Berry is worth though. See if that's really putting a dent in her bank account.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it is. I wouldn't think it will. I mean, well, damn, though, 18 years is a long ass time.
It's gonna collect interest.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if I had to give an estimated guess, I would put Holly close to it. I mean, if she's stacking, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? She do wear a lot of fly, expensive ass dresses. You know what I'm saying? But I'll put her close to somewhere up in
maybe up
in the 80 million.
Well, regardless of how much that she's worth at the end of the day, at 7:02, I see you with your hands up. You definitely don't want to – nothing is wrong with supporting a child. It's not baby mama support. It's not child – it's child support. It's to support the child. And, of course, the lifestyle that those guys are living right now, the judge considered, you know, Holly can't afford 20 stacks
exactly.
a month. She probably
yeah.
spent, like, 10 stacks on a bag, you know, on
yeah.
a, on every other day, daily situation.
Halle Berry is worth $70 million.
See, that's all I'm saying, about 70 or 80 million. Because I know she right up under Will, about 98. You know what I'm saying? Damn near a bill. So, I mean, it's like she got the bread, but at the same time, what is the intent? Is it just like Dee was saying, is the intent at the end of the day to really support the child? Are you really awarding this man this money because he has to keep a 4-year-old at the life that he's accustomed to? A 4-year-old? Are you serious? 4-year-old don't want to do nothing but eat candy all day and be up under their parents. That's all they want to do all day. So,
well, that
I mean,
white chocolate is coming from somewhere, I tell you that. And it's very
man.
Expensive. They're $20,000. But there should be more laws in put in place for that, because it's the same child support. I'm really not one for child support, because child support wasn't around when me and you was getting down and making this baby. We need to get
exactly.
to the point that we communicate. Why do we need a mediator now? We ain't need a mediator when we was fighting in the bedroom. Let's go ahead and open up the lines and get some more love. Jay DeRillis, don't go nowhere. Big shout out to Pastor, man. I appreciate it. 702-624. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Tay Black, a special co-host, Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up with the mama? It's General G Smooth. You know what I'm saying? We out here. You know, Sin City living. What's up with it, bro?
What's good with it, G Smooth?
What's up, bro?
G Smooth, we appreciate you calling in. We got to give you one of these, baby. All right.
Yeah.
Definitely showcase the song Ride With Me right here on Frontline Fridays. I like that song.
Oh, man. Well, you know, baby, first of all, we appreciate that, you know, because we music lovers out here. You know, we're from different places scattered all across the union, you know, and we love it. We love what we do. So anybody that enjoy anything that we recorded, you know, we appreciate that to the utmost.
Well, ride with me, bro. Let's get it and go. That's a hot hook.
Come on.
It's very catchy. I love it, man. Hey, G-Smooth, what do you think about Halle Berry paying child support? We put this story up, and I don't know if you catch it, but we were talking about Halle Berry in order to pay her baby daddy big bucks. So, of course, the judge said she got to pay like 20 stacks a month. She about to shove out about a quarter mil. What do you think about this story right here?
You know what? Stories like that, you know what I'm saying, they just astonish me, you know what I'm saying, first off, because, you know, grown men, you know, hitting up women, you know, that's how you know we're in a new age now. Because,
yeah,
you know, this would have been unheard of 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I don't even think they could get awarded child support, you know, first of all. That's like a dude hitting you up for alimony, you know what I'm saying? You know, these things, but this is the age we in right now. You know, I guess it really comes down to, you know, the courts, you know, because the sad part about it is she ain't going to be paying him directly nothing, you know what I'm saying? All this is just going to be getting took from her, you know, saying that, you know, the law gets their piece, and then he's going to get his little piece, you know what I'm saying? And that's the sad part of it. People can't really sit down and communicate, you know, say anymore and say, okay, this is what we're going to do and make their own decisions. They got to go through the courts now and get told what to do. That's the sad part.
I wonder what the courts pulled into it, or do people turn, because me and J-Real the Realist talked about this too. When people fill out and pay, we are talking about this, when people sign a contract, it's like a binding contract. That's what they call it, a binding contract. It's like, unfortunately, black and white make people get more serious. And I'm wondering if that's why child support was brought into too. Like, look, you made an obligation. Now, black and white, you can take this serious. I don't think that it should take black and white.
I don't think it should take a mediator, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, to finalize anything between, you know what I'm saying, a grown parents at that. You know, if it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, you know, alimony and palimony and all that, which is a little bit different, but as far as like parenting, it shouldn't take anybody to mediate that and tell you what needs to be done, or even, you know what I'm saying, you know, give you a number and tell you this and that.
Exactly.
All that is just,
look, that's my thing. You know, I don't mean to interrupt, but that's my thing. Like, who sits up behind the desk and come up with these figures? You know, who says that you make X amount of dollars, so your child support, alimony, or whatever it may be, is going to be X amount of dollars? Like, who is the person sitting up writing this stuff down, coming up with this stuff?
Man, you know, the dude's going in there, he's telling this is what I need. So how much you think you need per month from Miss Halle Berry?
Yeah, I think I deserve at least $20,000.
He probably said $50,000.
That's sad. And being that, you know, I mean, I look at it like this too with my queens out there. You know, you can get with a guy, you can get with a woman, and it don't work out at the end of the day. The man is supposed to ask for what you got. He never supposed to make it break you, and it's too much of women dependent, and I'm not trying to take no type of independence from the men right now, but a lot of these women are dependent on we supposed to depend on y'all to a certain degree, but depending on you for a financial means to take care of my child is something that I do not need. I put on Facebook or Twitter, it was the other day, I said, ladies, you know, stop using your puss to get paid and use your head to get hired. That's what you want to do. Because the little peanut that you're getting for your pussy is not going to go that far.
It's a new age, though. That's like what G Smooth was saying. It's a new age, and I think that's why a lot of these black celebrities are getting with these white ladies, because they don't want that drama. And we can go down the whole list of different celebrities that y'all probably didn't know that was dating white women.
Yeah.
Man, it's chilling right now.
I don't really have no problem with a black man dating a white woman, a Spanish, a Cuban, Ecuadorian. It really doesn't matter to me who he dates. It's just the fact that this is the person that loves you and supports you and encourages you at the end of the day. I know I got females, black queens, would be like, I can't stand to see a black man with a white woman. But at the end of the day, it's all about the encouragement. I'm looking at the person as a whole.
A lot of black celebrities that date, you know, white men. You know, they don't deal with no niggas.
Like
Halle Berry's baby daddy is a white man.
Yeah.
This isn't a
brother.
But
she probably introduced him
like
to some nigga
shit.
This is a white dude.
Janet Jackson, Eve, she's dating a billionaire right now.
Why wouldn't she? Let's bring Guru up in here. Guru, where you at, baby?
I'm in the building. I'm shouting out everybody that's on the air. I heard Tay Black out here. Kano, what's good, everybody?
What's good?
Friday,
oh, man,
I just heard the S. Kali drop, you know, so shout out to S. Kali for supporting Diva Spot Radio. All right, I'm enjoying the show, actually, though. Y'all got a good topic going on right now. I'm hearing the Holly Berry, the comments on the Holly Berry situation, man. And, you know, I think that with Holly Berry, man, the things that's going on, well, I just wish her well. I wish it wasn't even coming to this with that situation. Because, like, I think I heard a comment that was said, why do everything got to go to the courts to a degree? And I agree with what Homeboy said. Like, I wouldn't want to be hitting up, like, if it was my situation, I wouldn't want to have that drug out in court and have my name all up in there. Like, yeah, I'm hitting up Holly Berry for this child support. Nah, I wouldn't even want that on myself. Like, so, I mean, I agree with what Homie said about, you know, why is she... certain situations got to go through the court, but at the end of the day, it's really about the bread, really about the money, and they couldn't communicate. So that's what the problem is. It's the lack of communication, and I heard that comment, like, lack of communication. That's what's happening, because it really didn't have to go through the court, but it did. So now my man's name, like, you know, I mean, he probably don't even give a hell. He probably just...
Halle Berry, though. Halle Berry can't keep no man, though, man. I mean... A lot of people, you know, kind of dump Halle Berry. I mean, something wrong up there, upstairs.
I was saying the same thing. Hey, that's funny because I was wondering the same thing. What's good with Holly, though, really? Is it that she can't cook? I don't know. I'm not slandering. I don't know. is it the pool?
It's been all downhill since Swordfish, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the thing flashed and it was over.
Something is definitely not right. I don't know what it is. I don't even want to start slandering. But I'm wondering if she can really cook. If she can't cook, then I probably would be out too. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that dick wanted that. He wanted that monster ball.
Daddy said, yeah. I'm telling you, that's what he wanted. And what happened was he probably couldn't deal, you know, or whatever the situation is. You got to realize none of us, I mean, you know, hopefully one day in all of our situations in our quest to obtain greatness, you know what I'm saying, in our careers and our divisions, but none of us really know what it's like to be dealing with that type of dollar figure. I mean, $70 million. And when you wake up in the morning to $70 million and your man wake up in the morning to $70 million and your four-year-old wake up to $70 million, I mean, how people are thinking, we couldn't think that way. I mean, we're thinking on the basis of how we live. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course I'm not going to...
Normal as they can. You know, being on that level, of course your lifestyle going to change, but you going to try to stay as normal and as humble as you can. You ain't going to... You know, you might have a yacht here. You might have a couple houses, different real estate here and there. But, you know, you ain't going to go all the way out with all that money. You notice that, though, the richer the white man is, like, the more money they start dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
I mean, that's just to get the eyes off you. But, you know, the crazy part about everything is nobody really knows what it takes to keep a relationship that high profile going. I mean, you figure this.
Exactly.
If I'm an average everyday dude and my lady, you know what I'm saying, is not only a multimillionaire, but she's a, you know what I'm saying, an A-list actress, you know what I'm saying, nobody knows how that situation is going to work out to know that you ain't going to see your lady maybe, you know what I'm saying, 6-9 months out of the year. She may be all over the world doing movies and shit, you know what I'm saying. That's a whole different type of relationship. Some cats can't be out of their lady's eyesight for 8 to 10 hours without
exactly.
tripping out. You feel me?
Without tripping
and
out.
And then you want to multiply that with time and space and miles and all of that, and then you got the money. You already got sack chases on her, sack chases on you. Then you throw a baby in the mix, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of variables that go along with that, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Paparazzi,
you never really know
you
unless you're in that type
store,
of situation.
Shit.
Yeah, paparazzi always throwing out rumors.
Mm-hmm. I think that with the relationship and a high profile relationship like that and having everything going on, you know, you gotta, even if you don't even have like a high profile relationship, y'all gotta make a pact with each other. Like, look, this is where we at in our relationship, this is what's gonna happen, this is where we gonna go. Because there's been relationships when I was just on HME Radio a couple days, Kano the Pyro was talking about celebrities breaking up, you know, and I was looking at Phil and Nessel, it was another chick and their husband, and they was together for 7 years after 4 kids we break up. I mean, come on now. We quit the game a long time ago. What's the point of breaking up? But some people are not happy in their relationships and they feel like they want to leave with marriage. Marriage is something special. That's a bond. That's under your creator. You don't just go get married all willy-nilly. But you need. I think people don't see how serious marriage is anymore. And then it's now to the point that the women nowadays, these modern day women, they like, look, I don't want to be shacking up with you. I just don't want to be your baby mom.
I mean, the odds of getting married these days is pretty fucked up. I mean, it lasts like the average marriage these days lasts like 6 months.
That's real. That's the statistics on it. It's 6 to 8 months.
These are statistics of motherfuckers that is, you know what I'm saying, and relatively in their tax bracket, broke people, you know what I'm saying, having problems staying together, you know. And it goes back to, like, you know what I'm saying, what Chris was saying, you know, you got to look at this marriage thing for what it is, you know what I'm saying. You coming as one. This is, you know what I'm saying, beyond, you know what I'm saying, a regular relationship or a kinship, you know what I'm saying. You guys are coming together as one, you know what I'm saying, under God. And it's not enough people looking at it like that. I mean, you look at this situation with Tom and Katie, you know what I'm saying? You know, they got a baby in the mix. And now, that shit is all blown out of proportion, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So it gets deeper, you know what I'm saying, on all levels. And the cold part about it is, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing sacred no more when you get to that high-profile status. You can't even enjoy, you know what I'm saying, just your main
goal. You can't even get to the Not even about the high profile status now. Chicks and dudes are just cheating and licking and sucking each other like they crazy, man. Let's go ahead and take a music break. I want to play this hot track right here. Get us back on track by J-Real. J-Real the Realist right here. Call Fallen Stars. Your girl Diva Ebony B. You now live on Frontline Fridays. No child support for the ladies.
And it's not fall on the roads that we travel. Yeah, we are who we are. And if I'm a falling star, I'm the one you wish upon. Craft dead to the earth and create a new form of intelligence. Henceforth, forever since the righteousness, blasphemy, the lies, consumers. Now we dying and we give a loud roar like the lion standing and not lying. So welcome in the mind, feeling and ferocious. Cause you could never beat the notions. The force is strong with this one, like young Padawan to Yoda. I see you play the game focused, and I'm just playing my hand. Descending of original man, something you just couldn't understand or couldn't fathom. The information that I gather, encrypted with the martial arts just in case of battle. Perpetuate the attitudes of haters, now they startled. Got to get them back in line, this is tomorrow.
Yeah, you know my bro T-Ron, he was telling me the other day. He's like, man, you know what, some of the music you don't even need hooks on. Because, you know, the music will talk to the people and it's strong enough. You know, so I just figured, you know, I said, hey, you know, I just let it ride out the way it's supposed to ride out. What's up, bro? Keep it moving.
Yo, started with a little bit, not enough to ball, but the flow stayed with me and it grew upon the mall. Now the wordplay is no game at all, burn flame that is tall, made way through the fog and still hit with ya. Versus hit split like the swisher, off the rig to get the pitch to go figure. This is my earthquake, worst case I leave you with the mark of my birthplace, LA. Now what you got to say, mouth closed, eyes open, and listen up to the lyrical master as he paints a picture of connection like the hand of glove. Don't push and shove, there's enough for everyone to get it. So demanding when I spit it, so gifted, so unwrap the present and give it to the next man, women and children so they can expand. That's the ultimate plan, at least that's mine. Travel with them to the stars to make sure they shine.
other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio. The new station of Washington.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Kay Black. Next on the show, Kay.
People, logic, loop, brain.
Trust me, please don't judge me.
In and out of her life, she always welcomed me back. She had low self-esteem, I'm trying to help her with that. The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laid waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Lace swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo, straight from the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life, White House with a picket fence. Bust it, she 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
don't judge me. I'm only human, so I need love too. My marriage on the rocks, and girl, you so fuckable. Like my Claire Huxtable, but need an apple balm. My lotus flower balm, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in her chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best. We're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex.
Meanwhile, my wife be going through my texts. I left my cell unlocked, it's about to be some mess. Plus I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam, and that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand, damn.
Don't judge me. Oh. I know you don't love me. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. What you just heard out of your wonderful speakers and phones and iPhones and all that great stuff. That was people watching right there with Don't Judge Me. Y'all make sure y'all go ahead and cop that. Hey, Black, tell them where to cop it at. Hey, Black. Baby daddy mad at me. I pay my child support. Stay Black while you act like that.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, alright. I just wanted to make sure. Yo, I'm over this joint chilling. I appreciate you playing that. Matter of fact, People's Logic Project Loop Dreams is available now. Promo will start officially next week, so definitely going to, you know, be on the lookout for that, man. I love that track, and I'm happy Steve love that track, man. You know, it's a lot of situations out there, instances where, you know, you don't be wanting people to judge you, so I appreciate you playing that.
That's what's up, and the track before that you heard was J. Real, the Real is right there, Fallen Star. That's another one of my favorites right there. Tell them where to go to cop that J. Real, the Real is, and also the current project that you're pushing right now.
Oh, yeah, man. You can actually get that one off of Dap Hip. Right now, DapHip.com. I'm trying to think because Fallen Star is really exclusive. I don't have that up too many places. I actually shot that to you because I knew the fan base that hears. You know what I'm saying? Too many people don't like to hear that real. But definitely you can go to ShowcaseYourMusic.com. I think the views up on that one is close to like 15,000. So definitely you can get there, ShowcaseYourMusic.com/JRealTheRealest. It'll pop right up, Fallen Star. You can download it. So you can, it's a free download. So you go ahead and download that for your phone, your ringtone, and your house or whatnot. And the current project right now we're pushing, I just dropped a single with Omar Gooden. Yes, the actor. A lot of people don't know that he spits. He's actually one of the hardest MCs I've heard in a long time. But he reps Modo Entertainment, so you can go to modoent.com, or he goes by the name Big O, Benicia Click. Benicia is short for Big Niggas. Shout out to Big O, Halfwit Meezy. Halfwit and Meezy is his other counterparts in his group. And shout out O, because he actually called me the other day and gave me some rep on a movie title, so I might be in something pretty soon, trying to see what's going on with that. But, yeah, we pushing that. And the single, I got that on SoundCloud right now, soundcloud.com/JRealest. You can go ahead and check that out, leave some feedback, see what you feel about your young baby boy putting his bars up, you know what I'm saying? And we don't have much more coming. I'm going to be dropping singles this whole summer. The next one's going to be coming, going to be the single with me. I got a Nocturnal. He's going to be on the hook on one of my tracks, so I'm going to go ahead and drop that. And then we got G Malone, G-Shit coming out. Me and Schoolboy Q actually just wrapped up a track from Top Dog. Shout out Top Dog Entertainment, Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, all the fellas over there. Just trying to push it, keep it going. Like I said, I got my next one I'm going to send you, though, is the Top Secret, Top Secret. I've been trying to get up my board. I've been talking to shout out Power 106, DJ E-Man, Felly Fell, because definitely I've been hollering at them cats. We finna drop this Chino XL track and take it to the next level with these MCs. Start calling some of these MCs out, start naming names about these cats that's been playing with it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We didn't let them get enough space out here. It's time to come reclaim the real.
Well, I definitely look forward to those projects, and that's definitely what's up, and I wish you success. Just keep me updated. And it's going down. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, Tay Black. Kano the Pyro is live on air right now, so you guys can catch him. And big shout out to Kano the Pyro for coming through and guest hosting. guest co-hosting from HME Radio. He's live right now. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/HME Radio. Let's go to the phone lines and get some more love. I appreciate you guys patiently holding. So let's open it up for 972-824. How about us?
We already know who this is. This is your boy Dope Ass Music. I'm like Latrell Sprewell. My kids can't eat on 21 million.
Hey, oh, somebody recorded that because I need a playback on that one.
Dope Ass Music. Oh, man. Big shout out to everybody in the chat room. Gear Man. FD, FS, FAD, we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in to Frontline Fridays. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Also, everybody that's tuned in on TuneIn Radio right now, make sure you go to www.divaspotradio.com. Check out everything we got going, our feature artists. We do have a hot artist that's coming next week. Next Friday, we'll be showcasing K Flames. That's at K_Flames. We'll be featuring his hot track, Look at Me. And big shout out to Mr. Jason Smith for putting us on and J Entertainment. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. Also, y'all make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio DJs, Calling All DJs. I said Calling All DJs. Phenomenal Radio got that one night stand for you, baby. I'm going to play that drop in a minute for y'all so y'all can know what's going on. So, DJs, keep your ears open. Stay tuned. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. 773-759-DENIA. What's going on, Queen?
What's good, Mama? How are you?
I am fine. Welcome to the show. We, you know, we got the family up in here. We got Tay Black. We got J Real, the realist, up in here. We got G Smooth up in here. We got Dope Ass Music up in here. Guru is here. More of the people on the hotline. I'm going to get to y'all tonight. I'll add this. What you think about Halle Berry paying 20 stacks a month for child support?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Does she have the child? Is she raising? Is the kid living with her?
Nah, she can't be paying child support if the kid is with her. I mean, physically living with her. The judge awarded. I got some more hot mess news for y'all, too. But the judge awarded for Halle Berry to pay 20 stacks a month. She had to shove out $250,000 at the beginning of the year. So usually child support is given to the parent who has the child physically and who the
that's
child is living with.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I thought the kid was living with her. I'm like, if that's the case, then that's a bull. But still, that's a lot of freaking money. That's crazy.
Halle Berry said, I'm going back to court. She ain't beat. She's trying to take her child to Paris.
Right. Mm-mm. That's crazy.
They got her jammed up. I think baby mama should pay child support too if they don't have the child physically as well, if the father is taking care of the child.
Right.
But it's just this whole child support thing, you know, for the parent who gets up in the morning, who's going to the teacher parent conference, who's going through, you know, enrolling, immunization shots, all this good stuff, you know, the child gets sick. The child needs school supplies. The child needs to pay for after-school programs, karate, ballet, all this stuff, martial arts, all their extra activities. This money costs, but, you know, it shouldn't have to come to a point that we get a mediator in between us, like me in a boxing match. Like, we need a referee. I don't need no referee, but
right.
Unfortunately, people and women get real emotional. Women are practical. I mean, women are emotional. And men are practical, and that's just the way it is. I'm not even going to see
right.
it in front. I'm not going to do it.
That's crazy.
Now, tell us what's going on, man.
So then right now, I'm actually working on a track for Dope Ass Music, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, Dope Ass Music definitely do his thing. I'm going to play his track, too, as well, man. Oh, it's time to educate and regulate, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. We done got to the second hour of the show, and it's time to educate and regulate. So tell a friend to tell a friend that we're about to get it in, 847-350-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's do it, man.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front. front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on to the front. Hey, Queen, go on to the front. Hey, Queen, won't you come from? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on to the front. Hey, Queen, go on to the front. Hey, Queen, won't you come from? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Thank you, S. Colley. S. Colley, I appreciate that. Y'all make sure y'all check out S. Colley, baby, doing those hot drops and intros and outros for me. Check him out on Twitter, www.twitter.com/S_Colley. That's S_Colley. If you're looking for some drops, productions, features, he got them all. He's definitely a triple threat, and I'm very proud of that, King, and I'm glad to have known him and invested my money where it counts at. Now, the Educate and Regulate session tonight, I've always been one to support causes and to bring light to some shady situations and support people that's out there going through it. And unfortunately, this story I got, this cause is from Change.org. If nobody knows about Change.org, Change.org is a place where you can go to get people to sign a petition, to start a petition, to get people to start a petition to help you out with what's going on when you are wrongly done or when you're trying to do something else for the positive. But this this story is starts off with honorably discharged for rape. So this comes from Lance Carpello and Nicole McCoy, and it says this. It says, Ebony, I served as a Lance Corporal in the Marines for over 3 years. During that time, I was raped twice and sexually assaulted twice. It happened so often that I assumed it must be normal. Pause. After I left the Marines, I learned that some studies estimate that more than half of all women in the service who have served in the U.S. military are raped during their service. But according to current military law, military rapists are not required to list their crimes on their discharge papers or their register as a sex offender. I don't think it's right that convicted sex offenders get to wipe their record clean when they leave the military. That's why I started a petition on Change.org demanding that the Department of Defense require convicted sex offenders to register on a national database, as well as disclose this information on their discharge paper. Will you sign it? It says, when I tried to find out why military sex offenders do not have to disclose their crime on their discharge papers, I was told it would take too long to create a national database, and even the military is trying to go green. It takes too much paper to add an extra checkbox to discharge papers. The truth is that most military sex offenders never have to pay for their crimes. Studies say that only 14% of rapes in the military are reported, and only 8% result in court neutrally. And those who don't get convicted get to wipe their records clean as soon as they leave the military. When I tried to report what happened to me, I was led through a maze of questions and excuses. It felt like no one wanted to hear what happened to me. Instead of getting justice, I was ostracized and humiliated, but I'm not going to stand by in silence anymore. I know that if enough people sign my petition, the Department of Defense will be forced to address the issue. And then it says, thank you, and her name is Nicole McCoy. So I definitely want, I'm going to do it like this. I need to go to this right here and post the story, because I want you guys to see it in the chat room as well to post the story. But I want to get your feedback on this story, guys. You call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. Again, shout out to everybody in the chat room. There's the link in the chat room. If you guys want to sign in, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot and log right into the chat room and you guys can view that story, but I want to get your feedback on it, and I'm going to start with this caller that's been holding on. 862-755, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays. What's going on?
What's good, D Man? It's your boy Junior. I know all this money, man. Got my phone, baby. Good.
Hey, Sweet Meek, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the show. Give us your feedback on what you think about Miss Nicole McCoy and her being raped in the military, and also stating that military people who are in the service don't have to report on the national, when they're convicted, that they don't have to get on the national sex offenders and all that great stuff.
I think that's crazy, man. You know, I think they should before. I mean, you know, I think confidentiality, as far as, you know, them being a government official, so, you know, they try to keep that in disclosed, you know, because they're totally out of pocket. When they sort of attack and serve, you know, all the pressure, you know, the oath that they take. And I think it's a tragedy, man. I think you should get the same treatment that anybody else gets. You know what I mean? You're going to the Megan's Law and all, that's what it is.
And the Megan's Law is the Megan's Law. It should apply to everybody. You're right about that. I don't. What you think about that?
I mean, you know, I got a daughter and five sisters and a mother, man. They all breathing, man. You already know how I feel about that, man. He get what he got coming to him, man. He did wrong.
He did wrong for that. Jay Derellis, give us some knowledge, King.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I think this is something that's been ongoing for a long, long, long time, and that's why the rules are in place. They put those rules and those regulations in place for a reason. For one, to hide any skirmish on the name of the U.S. military in any way. I mean, they're getting it bad enough when you see them shooting up kids overseas, shooting women and old folks overseas, and then, you know, you got to deal with rape and all this. But just like the brother said, who are you to be any different, not to be tried? I think if you're in the military, I think your penalty should be heavier than what it is if you were of a civilian, because you're held to a certain code and a certain code of conduct. I think it should be a greater and heavier penalty on a person who takes any type of oath, oath that's saying that they're going to protect lives and save lives or any of that type of stuff. It's crazy. And then you're going to come and tell this woman who is fighting the same fight for the same rights that she has now. Because by you telling him that he's allowed to do these things and it won't be on his record, you're telling her that you have no rights. You have no physical rights as a woman to get justice for what has been done to you. And that's, I mean, where's the justice in that? I mean, when you look at it from that point of view, it's like, what are you saying? What are you actually doing?
I definitely agree with you on that, King, right there. Tay Black, give us some feedback, baby.
I mean, honestly,
you know, I go with the majority on this one, and rightfully so, because, you know, like they said, you know what I'm saying, it's probably been going on for quite some time, and you know, I don't care what your position is, you know, I don't care what your status is, you know, what your rank is, where you at in life, you know, taking advantage of, you know, women is wrong on all accounts, so you have to be held accountable for it. And I do agree, you know, people in power or people in positions of power, you know, honestly should be held more accountable, because sometimes they be getting those breaks, you know, and, you know, it's not right. And you know, it's just a shame how females, especially in the military, you know, are treated. You know, so much behind the scenes. If you look and you just do Google searches of misconduct amongst females, black, white, any color, just females in general in the military, you know, you'll be shocked and surprised, man. You'll be sad, honestly. You know, that'll be the last time you know what I mean, you encourage any female to go to the, you know, service, because I mean, it's really rough for them there. So, you know, just got to keep pushing forward and making progress and strides forward in a positive way for them.
Rape is such a serious thing, a female being raped. Oh, Queen, Queen, give us some feedback. I can't forget about you. Denari, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, man, I get, it's a mess, and I think it's already been said, though. The military has been doing this for years. It's not a secret. I mean, like, it, but it's something that they try to keep under wraps. And it's something that a lot of the military women have not really spoken about because they're afraid of losing their ranks, and which is basically what happens. Like, if a girl is forced to rape, then usually they'll get the person that they're reporting won't get in trouble, but they will. So they don't say anything. So it took a lot of guts. I mean, a lot of guts for her to even reach out to change.org. Because that's something that's taboo in the military. Because, you know, it's quote-unquote confidential and, you know, national security to try to hide behind that kind of mess. So they can pull this kind of stuff. But this has been going on for years. And, like, it's been going on in war for years. But definitely within the military, unfortunately.
There's so much rape and stuff that's going on, and rape is definitely taken serious. It's not just females is getting raped. It's males is getting raped in this uncomfortable position. And, you know, and it does go because my sister is military, you know, and that's one of the things that with my family is either military or is either nursing. You know, that's what has been the trend and tradition in my family. And I've seen my sister, you know, go through a couple of things with the military and things not being right. And you're right, they do get a slap on the wrist, and you can get away with things when you do have this military status, or because you're supposed to be upheld, you know, you held accountable. You're supposed to portray an image and do things in a positive way to protect the people, the nation. But this right here, me getting a story, you know, and I'm going to investigate it some more. I just want to put it out there and get y'all feedback on it. But I'm glad, and big shout out to you, Nicole McCoy. Big shout out to you, Queen, for putting this out. And I'm going to definitely investigate more on this story before I sign your petition. But I would definitely like to have her come on because she's a soldier. She's a soldier on the front line. She put herself out there.
Yeah.
And like we said, this has been going on for years, and she said after a while she thought it was a norm. Well, ain't nobody raping me normal. Word up. I don't know how I can consider that or someone can consider that to be normal, but it does happen, and you got a lot of molestation and carry on coming out of the box. People been trapped in the closet for years. Now they coming out. Oh, look, I'm gay. I got to tell y'all, I couldn't hold it no more. It's like you got to pee or something.
Yeah.
This shit is not cool. It is not cool. But, of course, I'm agreeing with everybody comments on the situation. But a lot of people is a day late and a dollar short. Let's get into this track right here by And What called A Day Late and a Dollar Short. We're going to get into a mix. I'm going to have y'all popping right about now because we talk about a lot of serious things.
It's going to be the Ebony B. Let's go. The grand, the fox, the face, the chain. Currency, up front, your face. Pillows and pop, dollars on the day. We still gon' race, we still gon' race. The grand, the fox, the face, the chain. Currency, up front, your face. Pillows and pop, dollars on the day. We still gon' race, we still gon' race. What? Get it gripped and ain't stopping, cause they still giving. And I'm going, ain't shooting, but still scoring. Domestic or foreign, we do it, baby, what they pouring. Light, dark, get it, and spark out. Got what they need, trust and believe. You two can get it too, but I don't force feed out. Chop tree, rolling smoke, you tell Smokey, you gotta feel sniff, but I don't do hiding. Serving up a steady, yeah, it ain't gonna stop. Gotta get this bread and butter, so I'm planning fly. D-Town representer, you know I'm grinding. Gotta get to the break bread, so I can keep rhyming. Long as I can drop a CD in your brain to green. Till I get that income, I'm making these dreams sprung. Cause I gotta get it done, gotta get it done. The grip, the fuck, the face, the chain. Currency, up front, your face. Pillows and pop, dollars on the day. We still gon' race, we still gon' race. The grip, the fuck, the face, the chain. Currency, up front, your face. Pillows and pop, dollars on the day. We still gon' race, we still gon' race. This is what I want and what you don't know. And what I'm black sky mashing down the shore. This is what I want, don't know, you better hear. Ready for the grids anytime, anywhere. K, any dub, they hating me so what? Overcome the strife through my family love.
speaking to my life, it can feel so nice. Smashing for my ration, gotta get my slice. Gotta keep it moving, can't keep calling the vice. The dates, the sex, oh yes, the full life. Eat a fat one, I gotta be polite. I'm a grown man, standing on my own too. Don't you hate when they pull a fast one, try to snow you. Getting in your business, trying to act like I know you. Killing to the deck, then trying to expose you. Keep it with the people and the actions that I prone to.
The queen, the fuck, the face, the chase. Currency, y'all run your face.
Bumping Bob Marley like I am legend. I am 7'5" pushing other dude. But when I roll, chickens say he good looking. They give me space and I'm like good looking. Then it's back to the wife for more faith and good cooking. Yeah, cognac and good cushion. So even if I fall, I got the money for the cushion.
And paying bills like a villain to me, and it's what I strive for. Slide down the I-10 with all my fatos. Yeah, we hustle, but the struggle's the same. Blood on the glove, but the stain is frame. A day late, dollar short with the cash flow. 6:45 to the phone, funny eye though. Bills get spent according to my Movado. And I'ma stay hood like an 86 on the ride though.
The fuck, the face, the chase. Currency, y'all run your face.
Not be prepared to deal with back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Mm-hmm.
guess I don't have anything smart to say to you. Today I'm gonna give all of my love to you. I hope this time I finally get through to you. When I say I love you, there's no way I'm letting you get away. Today I take a stand and be a man. Girl, here I am. I know I seem like I don't care, but I need you like I need air. And though you may not be aware, girl, I need you, I breathe you. I know you're scared and you've been here a thousand times, and truth be told, you've heard about a thousand lies. I promise you I'm not like all the other guys, so give us a try. 'Cause there's no way I'm letting you get away. Today I take a stand and be a man. Girl, here I am. I know I seem like I don't care, but I need you like I need air.
All hits, all the time.
You know, I've always been a type of dude, like type of poet. I like, you know, writing about different things, beautiful things, you know, I mean, kind of balance it out, you know, like sunsets, you know, because it gives you like this hopeful feeling, you know what I mean? It kind of jargons your spirit a little bit, your soul. So, I call this, Poems of Sunset, Portraits in the Sky. My happiness lies not within the manufactured shrines of mortal men, for my smile is deeply embedded within the confines of the lightning stream of bronze, residue the sun left behind, for he is my friend, for I am indebted to him for showcasing his versions from the book of Genesis, and the urban legends beyond our logic that we deem to be true. I've got the best seat in the house with no ticket. The clouds form, hand-clenching swords, the hieroglyphics of the battle of the brethren. I see Michael and his angels split, a third of stars from heaven. The holy from the unholy, the breaking of the bond. Lo and behold, the fruit from the tree of pros and cons. And now welcome the night. And the moonlight starts to lose its luster to the purplish pink-bellied stratus clouds, ushering in the awing foretelling of dawn. The winds trading their emotions through my lips are mysterious, a catastrophic sweeping force yet formless to the eye. I could write endless ballads about the portraits painted in the sky.
Big shout out to Eddie Hope right there. That was definitely a hot piece, Portraits in the Sky. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And the song before Eddie was by Paris Montgomery, and it's called Grieve You. And the track that I played before that one was And What? A Day Late and a Dollar Short. Definitely want to get your feedback. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Say, Black, what did you think about Portraits in the Sky by Eddie Hawk? Hope.
Definitely like that joint. You know what I mean? Like I said, spoken word. You know what I mean? We definitely in there. So I'm definitely a fan of that, definitely supporting that. Like, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, do music and, you know, that really got their roots in poetry and spoken word, man. And I really would love to see us come out and do more, you know, because we got them skills. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times the poets might be like, all right, you got your hip-hop or your artists over here and then us poets are over there. But, you know, don't think we can't shake a leg on your side, too. You know what I'm saying? We can break it down. So, you know, definitely big shout out and much love to that joint.
That's what's up, man. You're right. And what I've come to understand with doing research on artists and stuff like that, a lot of them was poets. They were poets. They were writers before they decided to get into the booth and rap or perform a song. But they were writers before time. Jada Rillis, holla at us about Portraits in the Sky. Eddie Hope.
Oh, man. I love spoken word. I mean, that's how I started, you know. Lamert Park, Project Blow, down there with the rappers and the poets, Kalam AC, just a lot of cats who hip me to life through poetry, you know. And that joint right there, it was very touching. Cause it's like a lot of cats are scared to do that, you know. They're scared to go in that field, just like I was saying. I know a lot of poets, and a lot of poets feel like they're being overlooked because of hip hop, you know. Yeah. And I've heard a lot of poets reference to when will it be their time to shine. You know what I'm saying? As far as will poetry ever be on a scale of hip hop? Will poets ever get that recognition and respect as a hip hop artist? Because you're not gonna see too many poets, you know, get a $1 million deal and go get a chain. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's very deep about the influence, and like I said, I would love to see a lot more merger. I mean, that's definitely something that entity that I bring to my rhymes when I write them. You know, my poetry, my spoken word or whatnot, and I'm actually like I said, the brother Talon Macy, he's very deep off into the poetry. You can actually Google him or Twitter him, Talon Macy. He has a lot of information. I'm working a lot with cats like Knife Wonder, a lot of rappers, you know, and it's very rare that you find poets that work with hip hop artists. So we got to bridge that gap. We definitely got to be able to be more susceptible, because cats is like poetry, spoken word. Oh no, miss me with that. You know, it's damn near like pulling religion out on a brother, like while he at the club. He don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? You pull your Bible out at the club till he turns to a verse. He's like, nah.
You're like, oh, man.
So we got to stop. We got to stop making that the definitive. We got to stop looking at poetry as something that's like, you know, something we can't get into or something we can't deal with, because a lot of these poets are deep, and a lot of these hip hop artists that people idolize actually listen to these poets. you know, versus listening to other hip hop.
I think poetry and spoken word is great. That's why I was so privileged to meet that poet. And big shout out to D-Flay from the D-Hour show. You know, he always had the poets come on his show. I think it's either Tuesdays or Thursdays, but I wanted to be able to incorporate that on Frontline Fridays and spoken word because I just think it's so important and it has a lot of truth to it. And I remember I told the DJs, you know, I was saying early in the show, calling our DJs, phenomenal radio. We have definitely came together. Of course, we show love to the artists and we show love to the business owners that's doing their business. But we wanted to show some love to the DJs as well. And my smart colleagues came up with the one night stand for the DJ. So, you know, of course, they sent me over a drop to play for the DJ. So I want y'all to check it out. I think it's hilarious. But big shout out to the DJ. What's up?
Hey, DJ!
Just one DJ. No commitment. No regret. A one night stand.
Put the needle on the record.
Here we
go.
Two nights of audio bliss.
DJ, are you done, Mick Junior?
Phenomenal radio. A one night stand. Phenomenal radio.
So we got the one night stand for the DJs. You can submit all your information, and you can submit your 60-minute set, 60-minute sets for the DJ. All you got to do is go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. And check out the advertising that we have for the DJs. You can get your mix. Send it to Phenomenal Radio. We were promoted for you. We are showcasing for you, and you can get a lot more exposures. That's why we came up with the one-night stand. You can submit your segments more than once, so you don't have to really worry about just doing one. You can submit it more than once, and it will be played at the beginning of the week and also at the end of the week. So you definitely want to go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com and check out all the hot things that we have going on over there. Also, our radio stations, calling our radio stations, we are definitely hitting you up with the extra voice. So you guys want to go to Phenomenal Radio, and if you want to get your indie artists that need promotions, and if you want to get on the extra voice and have your station on our interactive map right here on Phenomenal Radio, because we get a lot of artists coming here, all you got to do is go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com, click on the extra voice. And what happens is the extra voice is a list of blog talk and shoutcast radio stations that help get artists heard. So we got a couple of them on here. We got Next Radio, we got HME Radio, Ground Hard Radio, the DR Show, Radio R Radio, MMS Worldwide, of course, Diva Spot Radio, BSNS Radio, PC Radio, Global Rhythms, and just to name a few out of hundreds of radio stations is on there. You guys, we have come to the end of the show. I want to just give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in tonight, who tuned in to Frontline Fridays. Of course, we're going to be doing it big tomorrow with Diva Spot TV. Y'all make sure y'all look for the tweets with Diva Spot TV each and every Saturday. I do Diva Spot TV. We do a live call. We play the music live. Y'all can see the beautiful queen on HD filming. I guess I would say that HD filming, and I book right there. So artists can network with me there, DJs, producers, business owners. You can network with me right there, and I will book you right then and there to be on Frontline Friday, Step the Game Up Saturdays, and Spiritual Feedings. I cannot forget about the gospel, Christian, and spiritual artists. We show love to you, too. So you guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. And before we get out of here, I want to give everybody a chance to get their shout-out on and put themselves out there before we go. Tay Black, I start with you, and we're going to go down the line.
Yo, I want to just say big shout-out to Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. Shout-out to Slim. Shout out to Slate, man. You know what I mean? It's much love out here, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm going up to New York in the morning to hit up this Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival. So, you know what I mean? Definitely want to say travels on the way there. Hopefully get it in network. We're going to be pushing this Coontown book, trying to get it in, pump out that soundtrack, man. Hip Hop. Let's go.
That's what's up. J Real the Realist. Shout out.
Yes, ma'am. What's going on? This is J Real the Realist coming to the end of a beautiful, another beautiful session with the Diva, Always in Enlightenment, being online. Anybody want to check out any of that real hip hop? You know, I'm trying to provide it on a solo tip. Just get at me, J Real the Realist, Twitter, Facebook, or you can just Google me, Dap Pimp, all types of different sites where you'll see me poking up and coming out. I definitely want to give a shout out and a blessing to God first. You know what I'm saying? Everybody making sure they put God first in their life. You know what I'm saying? Because without Him, we are nothing. So
definitely appreciate that, J. Real the Real. Got to give love and acknowledgement to the Most High at all times. Dope ass music. That's funny because I say big shout out to God and then I go dope ass music.
You're going to hell for that.
Oh, no. Come by the blood. Somebody pray for me. Pray for me. You look crazy. Don't holler at the people. Tell them about
it's
you.
It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. Once again, no S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter. You can catch me on the No Filter Radio Show every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, I always enjoy myself on your show. You know what I'm saying? Next time, I'm going to need you to let me chime in, because even though I joke out a lot, you know what I'm saying, I do have a serious side, and you were talking about some serious stuff, but next time, you're going to have to chime me in. But, hey, I show you support and love. You know, I tweeted you before I even knew who you were, but now that I know who you are, I'm definitely going to tweet you at least maybe two or three times more. You know what I'm saying? So nothing but love and support to everybody on the show today.
I got to come over to your show. You gotta. If I can get a little time to come over to your show, I appreciate it. And, of course, I support your show, and I appreciate the tweets. I appreciate you taking the time out to letting people know about what we got going over here. It's definitely appreciated. Just holler at me. I got to come over to your house and
well,
get
I don't,
a free
I don't know.
Kool-Aid.
You better bring holy water, because I have nothing but sin and chaos on my show.
I'm going to cover myself with the blood before I get over there. I'm covering myself with the blood so I can. We going to pray for these niggas. Deny us. Holler at us, baby, before we get out of here. It's Friday. Deny it like I'm going. She said they ain't got too crazy up in here. Money Mickey,
say what
it's baby.
Yeah, sure. You can definitely hit me up on Make 121. That's on Twitter. You can definitely look out in a couple more hours for that brand new video coming from Money Mink, the drop. This is the drop. YouTube.com, Money Mink, the rules of the game. You can also catch live, me performing live, the two scoops, brand new single coming out, stepping on Money Mixtape, which will be downloaded to iTunes within the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's in the making. You can also look for me on my first interview with Diva Mary Kay coming soon at YouTube.com. You know, Diva, when we did the interview, we was off on We Was Born. You'll be popping that champagne. You know, I had the fur on, so you get to see all that. YouTube.com, Money Mink. You know, stay tuned. We're working. Money Mink, this is the drop. I got my sights on, baby.
I got my sights on, baby. That just sounds so pissing, man. Who could deny that?
We can't.
All you gotta do now is walk up to the chick and say, I got my sights on, baby. She's gonna be like, ah, you're so cool.
What?
Thanks for the love. And one more shout out. I'd like to thank Diva for the love, you know, for giving all this opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to get this shit out there in air, man. You know, there ain't nothing love over here in Jersey. You already know, Diva, Jersey.
That's what's up, baby. I appreciate that. Y'all make sure y'all check us out. Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays, phenomenal radio. We definitely doing it big. We do things in a new way and in a different way. We getting artists on the station and in rotations. That's what we doing, y'all. We getting artists on stations and in rotations so they can be able to use their good old funds for their presentation and longevity. Our whole mission over here at Phenomenal Radio is we are putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. You already know I am your host, Diva Ebony B, and big shout out to everybody that tuned in live tonight on the show. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third, because Diva loves you, baby.